T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dolphins at 3-0. It's a Dolphins victory Monday, brought to you by Gunther Motors. You got to get to Gunther Mazda. It's in Fort Lauderdale during the Gunther Mazda Season of Discovery sales event. It's on 441 just north of I-595, or visit GuntherMazda.com for car buying done your way. You got to get to Gunther Mazda.
All right, so much to talk about from yesterday. Crazy day, and Saturday for Canes fans was a tough one. I turned it off. I literally just said, I'm not taking. The next thing you know, I'm at a restaurant, and it's on all the TVs, and it just didn't stop. All the things happened early, happened late. It was bad everywhere. I wasn't sure if they were playing Alabama or some team that most people didn't know a lot about, but it was just a bad, bad loss for a Middle Tennessee State. Just put it on them from start of the game to the finish. And
took $1.5 million home with them.
And took a big, fat paycheck home with them. Good point. And now we'll find out what Mario does. You know, everybody gets comfortable and stuff, and now you got to make some tough decisions with guys that have been here a while. Because if things aren't going well with older guys and they're not playing very well, might as well play young guys. Might as well start playing some young guys and get them in there and get them some experience and your first recruiting class. And so we'll see how long Mario sticks with this, or does he just say, everybody was flat, it was bad by everybody, I'm not going to read into it too much, or does he shake this thing up over, we find out over this next week or so. And then yesterday was just unbelievable. Back-to-back games, one full of offense and some defensive stops against Baltimore. And then that thing yesterday was just crazy. Buffalo went up and down the field and just struggled to get in the end zone and had some mental mistakes in there as well. Didn't get had a chance to kick a couple of field goals and messed up. So it was just everything. We had a punt go off one of your guys blocking in the backside of the punt, closest to the punter, take one right in the butt that went right up in the air. And it was, there were two breaks for the Dolphins. That was one of them that goes up in the air. Listen, that thing goes straight up and stays in play. And Buffalo either catches it in the air or gets it as a fumble. It's 7 instead of 2. Because there's going to be a touchdown and extra point.
What a nightmare that would have been.
And that would have been the worst situation after your defense just got a stop in 4 downs.
But can you go back 2 plays there or 1 play there before the punt? The pass, I mean, and you brought it up earlier before the show even started. I get it, the first 2 plays, you're just trying to run, get a yard or two, get a little space. I get that. Maybe try to break one if something happens. But that 3rd play, you're passing the ball there, clock is stopping, and now your punter's still punting and from the back of the end zone.
And they're coming. They got everybody up. For a second, those receivers were one-on-one on the outside with no help because everybody was up in the box, and I thought, I know Mike's got a big pair.
He does.
Does he think about just –
letting one rifle out down the, you know.
Just let right. Tyreek get in, run a 40-yard dash and go get one. Anyway, throws it in kind of a conservative pass. It gets batted or doesn't get there and stops the clock.
That was the worst part of it, right?
And there goes 30 or 40 seconds. You're like, oh, God.
And you're still punting.
Ouch.
With your foot basically in the back line of that end zone. Yep.
But listen, the NFL gods finally said, said that thing going up and this thing being a crushing loss potentially. We're gonna make sure that thing's out. They're only going to get two. You still have the lead. And then you get one of the great kicks that you'll ever see. Morstead kicks a 74-yard punt, or a free kick, if you want to call it, and just rips one. Hits a career punt. I don't want to say career, but just big time punt to get guys down there so they don't start in great field position, because a lot of times after that safety, everybody gets good field position. And then at the end, after burning up all those timeouts, they just screwed up. Buffalo looked like a high school, and I apologize, some of the good high schools out here look just terrible clock management to let that happen by a wide receiver. And by the way, it just goes up to the quarterback and it goes to the coordinator, makes everybody look bad that there wasn't better clock management to at least field goal wins it for him. And they don't get a playoff. Comes back, tried to get, he thought, and I'm sure he said this. I didn't hear his comments after the game. But I'm guessing McKenzie thought he could get out of bounds before he got tackled by the last group. Great hustle job by Melvin Ingram.
Yep.
I don't know who else was with him, but two of them were over there.
Get him down, get him in
tackle
bounds.
Tackle him just a couple yards from getting out of bounds. And so now they got to sprint back, and they can't get the playoff, and that ends the game. So
that
just,
countdown was fantastic.
Really, really fun to watch. And we're watching, and you're going, all right, they got to be in play. Somebody's got to get on the other side now. They're all over there. And they were gassed now. There wasn't a lot of early, you know, practice sprint. Okay, we can do it in this. There were some tired dudes running back to get on the line and spike that and get that field goal team, which never got a chance to come out on the field. But a lot of just wild stuff going on. Is again, Buffalo had a 20-play drive, which I can't remember. I believe Baltimore just had a 18 or 19 or 17-play drive, and I thought that they also had a 17-play drive and a 20-play drive. Just kept drives going, and Josh Allen was dumping the ball off and keeping plays alive, would run from time to time, and just kept the chains moving. But our guys never broke down and just they just kept.
Well, imagine being on the field for 9 minutes, 22 seconds, you went 87 yards, that 20-play drive, you got 3 points, and that's all you got out of that. And then imagine the other one, 17 plays, 73 yards, 8 minutes and change, and you got nothing.
Yeah.
You had two drives that took almost 18 minutes of game time, 37 plays,
and you had
and you got 3 points.
Inside of a yard
right.
for a touchdown. And you you can't score. And he throws one of the worst passes you'll ever on fourth down. He one hops one. I thought, and I have to see it again today. I haven't seen it, but looked like McKenzie was open.
He would have caught the ball if he would have thrown it a little bit to the back.
Throw it out there and give him a chance. Yeah. And it comes out, and it wasn't even close. It was a one hopper. So just crazy, crazy stuff and on a game. And listen, he dropped some in. Tua made one of the best throws he's made all year to Waddle on the post pattern.
A third and 22, right?
Tyreek Hill running down the side to get the safety over a little bit. Yeah, it was third and 20-something yards.
Yeah.
And Buffalo's been unbelievable in those situations. Of course, they got a bunch of guys out, and their two veteran safeties are so good. Both out, one out for the year, the other one out for this game. So you can just go on and on about the craziness of this game and almost plays where Buffalo almost had a pick six. And besides that, the Dolphins, safeties both almost had.
Man.
Xavien had a chance on some plays. By the way, the more I think about it, Xavien Howard probably should have been in our poll today for the way he played. We get a little spoiled by, you know, he takes the best receiver – and we just kind of go, okay. And he made a lot of plays yesterday. He did. He was active in a lot of plays in that game. We got our MVP poll out today. Would love to get your vote on it at Joe Rowe Show on Twitter if you get a chance, and let us know. Javon Holland obviously in there. Christian Wilkins in there. Melvin Ingram in there also had he's just been playing really well. What a great pickup for a guy 33 years old, still playing at the level. And Tua Tagovailoa in there as well. Comes back in and somehow comes back in the second half and makes a big throw.
Back was feeling better. Leave him alone.
They didn't have a lot of plays, man. I mean, 38 plays. You just look at those numbers. Almost 41 minutes to 19 minutes. 90 plays to 39 plays. 497 yards to 212 plays. Yards, 212 yards. And first downs, 31 to 15. They doubled us in everything.
Where Buffalo won by four touchdowns?
And they lost that game.
Mm-hmm.
And you keep people out of the end zone. This is a little bit like last year. Keep people out of the end zone. What, they went 8-9 last year and now 3 in a row this year. Doing a lot of winning, man. And the confidence of this group right now with their coach has just been fun to watch, man. Just a, really a lot of fun to watch.
Well, Joe, a couple hundred votes, by the way, on there. Where do you think the poll is again? Javon Holland is leading it.
Yeah.
32.7%. Melvin Ingram at 28.9%. Tua at 26.1%. And Christian Wilkins at 12.3%.
All right. Well, listen, you get a chance today. Let us know what you're thinking on that. And before we get to Adam Beasley, we'll talk to him coming up, get his take on the game and a little bit around the NFL right now. But I want to tell you about Paul for just a second. You're going, Paul, which Paul is this? Is this head of sale? I go, no, not that Paul. No. I'm talking about Leaf Chief Tiki Huts, Paul, the owner over there. Hey, a lot of you have been going, you know what? We're going to start staying home. I'm fixing up my house. I'm fixing up my backyard. Put something special out there. And I've been thinking about getting a Tiki Hut sports bar. Now, when I say sports bar, man, I'm talking about having a little bar across there, some chairs, get some TVs up, and really enjoy your weekends in your backyard. And by the way, Leaf Chief Tiki Huts can do it for you. Doesn't matter what size the backyard is or what size the area is, they can make it happen. They can fit any space or dream for you. Absolutely gorgeous, the work that they do at Leaf Chief Tiki Huts. They custom build resort style tiki huts for your home or your business. Been doing it since 2011, all shapes and sizes. And their tiki huts are eco-friendly and will add value to your home or your business. They're licensed and insured. If you would like a free estimate, call 954-743-9117. You've been thinking about doing this, make the call, 954-743-9117. One of the biggest Dolphin fans in South Florida. Paul loves his Dolphins. Hey, visit LeafChiefTikiHuts.com. He'll give you some ideas. Love to talk to you and love to help that dream come true for that backyard of yours with something special at LeafChiefTikiHuts.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, go, baby. It just goes to show. This is why we don't worry about anything. We've had so many lessons these 2-3 weeks. But, like, who's going to win it for us?
Everybody.
Everyone's getting a game ball for this one. We are 3-0, which was not the goals that we set out, but it's all we can control right now. Okay, so let's get back to work tomorrow, but enjoy it tonight. This was a special one, fellas. They all said you couldn't, and you did.
Hey, quick turnaround, Coach said it. We celebrate this win quick tonight. Our goals are bigger than just beating Bills. You know what I'm saying? We know where we want to go. This was just a step to where we want to go. That's how we compete. Let's go. Fans on three. 1, 2, 3. Fans!
Miami has the Dolphins, the greatest football team. We take the ball from goal to goal like no one's ever seen.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now and talk to the NFL director for Pro Football Network, our buddy Adam Beasley, going to join us here for a couple minutes. Adam, just like we all thought, 3-0 Miami Dolphins going into Thursday night football, right?
Obviously. I mean, who didn't have that start?
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Adam, where do these two games the last 2 weeks rank? You've been covering this team a long time. I've never seen anything like it. The last two games over the last 18 years, they're by themselves for me. What about for you?
Yeah, last week was the most surprising because of where they went, the history they had in that building, down 21 in the fourth quarter to come back and win. That was the most surprising. Yesterday was the most fulfilling and rewarding for Dolphins fans. It has to be because, I mean, the Ravens are an inconvenience for Dolphins fans. The Bills are loathed. And you had probably 10 to 15,000 of those blue shirt clad nitwits from Western New York in there making all kinds of ruckus, taking over our city. And at the end of the day, Hard Rock Stadium was a complete dance party. It was electric at the end of that game. And that had to have been the best feeling for Dolphins fans in years.
Yeah, we've been talking about it all morning long, just about the fact that you had 90 plays for that Buffalo offense and, you know, Tua threw 18 passes all game long and Josh Allen 63. It's just incredible yesterday. What did you think, by the way, of Tua coming back into the game after the back issue in the first half?
Yeah, obviously we all thought he was done because of the optics of it all, him staggering, looking like he didn't know what county he was in, and then going into the locker room. The assumption we all had was concussion, not only done for the day, but probably out for Thursday night's game as well. And you were staring at 2-2 at that point, right? But he obviously went through the entire protocol, got checked out. I know there's some conspiracy theorists out there who think he actually had a concussion when it was not a back injury. But look, there are independent doctors involved in this process. It's not just like it's Mike McDaniel, Chris Greer, and Tua getting together. It's like, hey, how many fingers am I holding up? Okay, you're good to go back in. There is a real process that's involved here. And I think the only mistake the Dolphins made was when they announced it as a head injury, right? They told the announcement in the press box was Tua Tagovailoa, head injury, questionable return. Mm. But there are some logistics involved here where they had to announce that. They had to announce that he was being checked out for concussion because of how he left the game, because he hit his head, because he couldn't get his balance getting back to the huddle. They had to check him for concussion. What they probably should have done, my sense is Tua told him immediately, hey, man, my back locked up. I feel like crap. They should have announced being checked out for a head injury and a back injury. That way, when the surprise he comes back and the surprise, oh, no, he never had any kind of real head injury, it would have been a lot easier to digest.
Before the half and at the end of the game, real poor play by the Bills not getting those field goals or field goal attempts in either situation. What were your thoughts on, I mean, they had a zillion yards and marched up and down the field. They won about every stat there was in this game. I was just curious what you thought of clock management, game management before the half and at the end there.
Yeah, I mean, the Bills are clearly the most talented team in the National Football League. They were probably the most talented team in the National Football League last year. And yet they lost in the division round, the playoffs. They've never been to the Super Bowl since Jim Kelly was under center. Because they blow these game management situations in important times. And you know, certainly with the Chiefs game last year, the defense gave up a billion yards in the last 5 minutes of the game in overtime. That wasn't the case on Sunday. That was the most one-sided loss I've ever seen, because you are absolutely right. They ran 51 more plays than the Dolphins, right? They converted over 60% of their third downs.
Right.
They had more than twice as many yards. They had more than twice as many first downs. if not for two or three key plays at key times, this could have been a Bills rout, right? People forget about the Javon Holland strip sack. That was a massive – like, the Bills were rolling at that point. They could have very easily been up 14-0 right there and off to the races. But I kind of think it speaks to the DNA of this team this year, this Dolphins team, and it reminds me a little bit of 2016. Now, I think the offense is much better this year than it was in 16. But you think back then, and they had a first-year head coach with an offensive pedigree, and they won games they probably shouldn't have because they handled the situational football. They had massive plays. They had, you know, Jay Ajayi running for a billion yards or whatever it was, and they made the big plays at the crucial time. That's what this team has done so far. I mean, I know the Patriots game wasn't close score-wise, but that was a close game. Like, you're talking two or three plays away from the Dolphins being 0-3 right now. Instead, they're 3-0. Now, I do think on a long enough timeline that could catch up to them, and I think the Bills will win the division. But you're right. The point you make about them kind of screwing up at key times, it's a habit now, right? It hasn't just happened once or twice. They've lost games that they should have no business losing. Like, the Bills had no business losing that game yesterday. Mm-hmm. And they did because the Dolphins were smart and they were dumb.
Adam, what did you think of the play of Christian Wilkins and Melvin Ingram? I don't know what anyone thought they were going to get out of Melvin Ingram when he signed with his team outside of being a guy in the rotation. But he just seems to be around the ball every time he's in there. And Christian Wilkins, and Joe brought this up earlier this morning, he's the heart and soul of that defense, right?
Yeah, and maybe the and testicle fortitude as well.
I wonder what happened
at the bottom of that pile with Josh Allen.
Well done.
But that's neither here nor there. I think you make a great point. I mean, to me, Ingram's still in the role that we all thought Jalen Phillips would have. And he's making those plays and always being disruptive. And Phillips has had a couple of plays that you kind of scratch your head and like, what happened there, man? He had another one yesterday. He had one in the Ravens game, I remember vividly. So that Ingram signing could be a low-key home run for them late in the free agency process. Like when he signed, when was that, May or June or whatever it was, I thought this was a lotto ticket. I thought he was done. I didn't think he had much left. And, hey, we'll bring him to camp and see what we got. Clearly, we were wrong in that evaluation, and he's been a really good player for them.
One last thing on the game yesterday, and I know nobody's going to talk about him, but after the butt punt and the Dolphins got a break, it was a safety instead of a touchdown by where the ball landed. But how about Morstead's punt on the free kick? I mean, it just kicked him right, and he said, "All right, we got a chance, man. That's as good as you can kick it right there."
Yeah, I think it traveled like 70, 75 yards in the air. I mean, it was, and the hang time was great. After a safety, if you're the team who forced the safety and you're getting the ball back, you never think you're going to start in the minus 23, right? You think, okay, I'm going to be at worst near the 40, maybe close to midfield, and at that point, like, as an observer of the Miami Dolphins for more than a decade now, you had that pit in your stomach, right? It was like, this is a Dolphin way to lose. A butt punt, and then you give the ball back. You give them a minute and a half because you didn't run the football on third and 11 because you wanted to get out of your own end. So you gave them another free timeout by an incompletion. Josh Allen has a minute 40 seconds. He's only going to need to go 20 yards. They're going to win this game. You're right. That was a huge special teams play to pin them as far back as humanly possible. And then, you know, the Dolphins defense, after being on the field for like 2.5 hours of the 3-hour game, completely bowed up and made the plays they needed.
Adam, short week. Cincinnati on deck Thursday night. What are you expecting to see out of this? I know we're playing with house money now, 3-0. But can I be a pig and say I want 4-0 at this point?
You can do whatever you want. It's your radio show.
Okay.
But I'm a little dubious on this one. Historically, a road team on Thursday night does not play particularly well, and yesterday was physically and emotionally draining for everyone in that organization. And they've got to have a game plan in place like now, right? I'm sure the coaches didn't sleep at all last night. I don't know how much these guys are practicing. I think they have a walkthrough tomorrow and a practice on Wednesday. It's going to be basically muscle memory of how they play on Thursday. And the good news is the muscle memory at this point for their offense is pretty good, right? I mean, you mentioned they didn't have a lot of chances yesterday, and that skewed the stats. But efficiency-wise, this is the most efficient offense in the National Football League. They are number one in EPA per play. And so you got to think that can travel. But I do have deep concerns about how that defense is going to hold up particularly after all the snaps they logged yesterday in that just awful heat.
Hey, by the way, got to ask you about Lamar Jackson and a start he's had, betting on himself. This one's going to be interesting because he's back to run another 100-yard game. What are your thoughts on Lamar and how this thing's going to end up? Because it looks like he's all in. I don't know where he thinks he's going to go. On there. If he plays the way he's playing right now, the 10 touchdown passes he's run, he's top five or six in NFL rushing the football, they're not going to let him go.
Yeah, I saw a stat on Twitter, and I think it was from CBS Sports. I'm not sure, so if I mangled it, it's not intentional. But there are, in the history of the National Football League, Lamar Jackson is number one in games with 300 yards. Three touchdown passes and 100 yards rushing. He had it last week. He had it this week. So he has six all-time of games of three touchdown passes and 100 or more yards rushing. You know who's number two on that list? The number two on that list is Lamar Jackson with two in the last 8 days, okay? And everybody else who has any in the history of the National Football League has one. So he has six times as many games of that nature as anybody else in football. We have never seen anything like this. Like, there is no comparison. He is a better passing Mike Vick. He is a better running Randall Cunningham. Like, he is putting it all together, and as you mentioned, he's betting on himself. He's, of course, going to be franchise tagged this next offseason. I'm sure he'd be franchise tagged a second time after that. And then it gets kind of questionable because he might be earning like $75, $80 million a year on that second tag, which is completely crazy to think about. But, no, he is way too valuable for any team to ever let go. They've got to figure it out, and I'm sure they will.
Well, then the other guy's off to a great start. I know we talked about Tua's start. How about Jalen Hurts?
Ooh.
How good is that story? He's looking more and more like a franchise QB here, getting ready to get a payday.
Yeah, and he was totally on a bet on myself prove it year because the Eagles have, you know, they've been pointing towards this 23 draft if Hurts isn't the guy, right? This is going to be his audition. In a lot of ways, it's kind of like Tua. I mean, you went out and get A.J. Brown. You have the best – they have easily the best personnel in the NFC. Like, that is the best roster in the NFC. The only question has been going into this season, is the quarterback able to get it done? And you're absolutely right. He's playing under control. He's playing within himself. And he is just torching dudes. And yeah, I think – sometimes the records early in the season are misleading. Like, the Broncos are a bad 2-1 team. I don't think anyone can disagree that that's not a good team right now. They just happen to have won two games. Same with the Chicago Bears. The Philadelphia Eagles are a damn good 3-0 football team. And the way that this is playing out, you know, I know the Bucs are going to get healthy and they might get back into it and all that. But, you know, it looks like anything short of the conference championship appearance for the Eagles this year would be a disappointment because that is a really, really good team, and their quarterback's a big reason why.
Yeah, personnel on that team. We saw it up close and personal down here for a couple joint practices. Beasley, we appreciate the time as always.
Thanks, Adam.
We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, fellas.
All right, that was Adam Beasley from Pro Football Network joining us here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
Hey, I know this guy named Mike Okotsi. I've known him for a long time from Choice Mortgage. You know, the guy, almost 30 years of experience helping you get taken care of. Got great credibility, great service, doesn't work banker's hours, works all the time for you. And there's a few things that become very important and urgent to people. Cash out and refinancing, consolidate, first, second mortgages. You've got a lien on your property right now, and you need to get it taken care of. If debt is killing you right now, credit cards, IRS, call Mike Okotsi. Let him help you get it done and get some equity out of your home. Do it quickly for you so you can get above water again. There's nothing worse than the stress of that going on. By the way, if you're still looking to buy a home, I mean, Mike Okotsi's always going to be there for you. And really, it's about 7 days, you know, and every time I talk to Mike Okotsi, I get it with banker's hours, but work 7 days a week, man. You can get a hold of him on a Saturday night, on a Friday, on a Sunday, and you want to get something done, and it's important to you right now, and debt is just killing you, you need Mike Okotsi at Choice Mortgage to help you out. Been doing this almost 30 years, like I said. I want to give you a cell phone number, 561-441-2730. That's 561 441-2730. Visit choicemortgage.com. That's choicemortgage.com. You can learn more about them. NMLS 166254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
Yeah, on the quarterback sneak, kind of got my legs caught under someone, and then they were trying to push back, and then kind of felt like I hyperextended my back or something. And then on the next play, I kind of hit my back and kind of hurt, and then I got up, and then that's kind of like why I stumbled. My back kind of locked up on me. But for the most part, I'm good past whatever concussion protocol they had. So just let the defense do their thing. We're always hoping for the best. We're always hoping for a turnover. Our defense gives us a turnover. But, I mean, you think of the drives that Buffalo had. I mean, they had some long drives. I don't know how many plays, but they took a lot of time off of the clock. So the stamina and then kind of going through it, running around in the heat. A lot of guys are cramping up, but they stuck with it, and, they helped us pull off this win.
Tua Tagovailoa talking about yesterday and the defense, and, of course, everybody wants to know, and trending as the number one story. And by the way, right when he started second half, I looked over at my partner and I said, "Partner, I can tell you what the number one trending story is going to be tomorrow." And it might be close to this game because it's been such a good game, but it's going to be with Tua playing in the second half. Now, Adam makes a great point. He was just on with us, Adam Beasley, and we always thank him for coming on. They have independent doctors. They right. don't just like – they don't have the company doctor come in and go, "Okay, we need you, pal. You okay? Just me and you right now." I mean, they go through a lot of stuff. This is obviously – and I know it's crazy because I saw what you guys saw. Mm. And I wasn't thinking back. I was thinking ahead. But the league is so sensitive about these billions of dollars of lawsuits for guys my age that can't remember yesterday. At least I'm a couple years ago.
Right now, yeah, you're right.
But it's a big thing, right? It's privately going on.
He smashed
his
head pretty good on the ground, too. He didn't even break his fall at all.
No, he got
and like a lot of people
back.
Pointing out on the text machine that have had back injuries and before. It's not exactly the reaction that most people have, but it's okay.
I got to tell you, to this day, the most amazing thing about the NFL in the '80s, they didn't have one concussion,
amazing.
Not one.
It's amazing.
And now they've got a couple hundred a year, and I'm all like, right. How the hell that happened? Yeah. We didn't have any. Get back out there, smelling salt.
Game's got more violent.
We need you now. Mm-hmm. All right, next play, you're in. Huh?
Not one concussion for how many years?
I
mean, that is incredible. I wonder why there's billions of dollars in lawsuits.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, listen, it was good to see. And at halftime, I'm sure everybody had the same conversation at halftime. Teddy comes in, throws a couple of passes, and it didn't look real pretty.
No, it did not.
And so everybody's, outside the media and some of the fans in that area, and they're all saying the same thing. Well, he's not only not going to play today, he might miss Thursday.
Right.
That's just a few days away. He got about two games. And everybody's saying that, and then Bo goes, "Hey, guys, heads up. Just got the word. Tua's going to start second half." And you're like, wow.
Ready to go. Back
and then,
feeling better.
Trending number one story, NFLPA.
Right. Yeah.
Wanted to know what the hell's going on.
I mean, isn't it like their doctors? It's the NFL's doctors, right? The independent
Correct.
Ones? Mm. We spent halftime trying to figure out if the third string guy was dressed.
That's what a guy at the bar said to me. He screamed over to me and said, "I've seen enough of Teddy.
What's up with
Teddy, Skyler
man?
Play?
Teddy looked like a little bit frazzled out there.
I don't know. He was ready to go.
But against that Buffalo front, you can't just stand in one spot.
No.
NFLPA to review the Tua return, of course, and everything with it. The leak came out already and said, no, everything was checked out by the doctors. And the union is saying, we need to know more. We can't do this. So anyway, one of the stories, and hey, listen, he comes in and he makes one of the best throws we've seen him make. A great play. You got Tyreek running down the sideline. Safety's got to go over there and help. And then you've got Waddle running a post pattern on a great move, wide open. And I like it. Look at Tua got rid of the ball early, knew where his guy was going to be before the safety could come over and set you up for what ends up being the winning touchdown, as crazy as all the defense. And listen, there's plenty to talk about because I don't know too many teams they're going to be able to get a goal line stand against the Buffalo Bills once they get inside the one.
I mean,
not with the quarterback.
That's it.
OJ was right. All the different stuff that Allen can do, you just don't expect them to get stopped very often.
Not right up the middle, or even if they do a little one of those sweeps that they normally do with him, something to get him in the end zone.
How about this, though? How many people thought maybe we should let him score? They're already in there. We'll let them take the lead, but we'll have time to go back down the other way. How many people were thinking that in that situation? Let them score.
Probably was a good option.
And the defense gets a tackle for loss after they went down there. And then he, and you'll see it all morning, he one-hopped one to Isaiah McKenzie. One-hopped it. And then, of course, Isaiah McKenzie going to have to hear about the play everybody's going to remember.
Right.
And that was, what was your mindset when you caught the easy ball question underneath?
Well,
what were you trying to get to a certain, I mean, every guy knows where you are. Every guy knows where, they tell you like, hey man, for our guy to have a chance, we got to get it to such and such yardage. And then he got caught, and then I know what he was thinking. I got to get out of bounds. I got past the first guy. Let me just get out of bounds. But I got to still get. And then part of him said, but I got to get up the field a little bit more.
Oh, man.
And when he tried to pick up another 3 or 4 yards, get that field goal kicker closer, he got tackled.
Curtains at that point.
And now it's like, oh, I started to say it, Woody. Oh, crap.
You kept yourself. Good for you.
And a couple yards, and now you got to sprint back. Get on the line, and they couldn't get
that
the play
countdown, out. Man.
Did not get a chance.
That was fantastic.
Could not. Meanwhile, I'm sitting there going, 58-yard, 57-yard. Oh, no, 59-yarder. He's made it from there. Oh, no, I saw him warm up. He can make it from there. He never gets a chance.
Right. They had that little line on the TV where they need
they
to get
did.
To. Right.
I didn't see it till this morning, but they did
too.
Have
right.
the line.
Like, if he gets here, there's the longest
where he
he's
needs
hit.
To and right. where he's got a chance and warm-ups and how far he was able to kick it going that way, because they hit him, they rip him as far as they can going both ways in warm-ups. But so he didn't think he was close enough, so he did try to break one more tackle to get closer and did
that was it.
Get out of bounds.
What a win for the Dolphins. I mean, what a win. We talked about it all week long. 7 of 8 you lost. And not just lost, but blown out.
Well, you lost 7 in a row, and that's the losing streak is bad. And he has just put up, they showed his numbers, 21 touchdowns, 5 interceptions in the 7 wins. Not to mention, we left out all the yards he's run for.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was good for the team. And by the way, early on, you get that defensive great play to set the offense up on the short field. Man, that was important because – they march right down the field on that first drive. And you're like, ooh. Now, you got to make them earn it because they're going to feel that heat in the second half, which looked like they did. Looked like they started to feel like that. Hey, by the way, one thing I got to get to away from football today, the baseball's got to come out in me a little bit here. Albert Pujols hits 2 home runs. Guy catches number 700, and he keeps it. He said, nope. I'm keeping the ball.
Genius.
But I got to tell you, better than that, Albert Pujols says, I don't blame you.
Right.
And I got no problem with it.
Because he's a human being and he understands it.
He said, my ball's not worth as much as Judge's home runs for this year. But that 700 club is small. Things got value.
Right.
And I have no problem. I'm more excited about getting a 700, not so worried about that naked ball that I just hit against the Dodgers.
That guy's not trading in for a bat, a couple signed baseballs and a jersey. He's not to, or some season tickets.
Well,
also.
They went up to check the baseball, and they go, "Yep, that's it." Yep. I mean, they, you know, to make sure there's no scams. They've got. I think the closer you get, they start playing with special baseballs.
I can imagine so.
When
right.
he pitches, when he's hitting, and so they checked it, and they go, "What do you want to do with it?" You know, they're going up to see if he's like, "Oh, I'm so excited! Can I meet Albert Pujols? I'll give him the ball." And they're going, "Yeah, yes." And this guy went, "Nah, hell no.
I'm good.
Keeping right. this damn ball."
Right. Wait for it on the option.
But I just thought it was cool. Albert Pujols said, "Hey, man.
He gets it.
I don't blame the guy. I made a lot of friggin' money playing this game.
He sure has.
I'm finishing up some ridiculous amount of money at age 30 on that 10-year, 12-year, 18-year contract."
Remember that contract the Marlins are going to offer them, that same contract? Remember that, too. Back in the day.
I don't know if they're going to offer
that 13-year deal.
Exactly. Do you really think they're going to offer that big contract?
Back in the day? Yeah. I did.
Really?
Yeah, because they offered Stan that money, too.
Nah, who cares? But I thought you were going Marlins here with this baseball
talk. So did I. I did. I thought you were going Donnie Baseball.
I didn't realize, by the way, because, I mean, it's very relevant, but I think they did fire their manager. Yeah.
Not coming back.
Yeah, I mean, they told him, but they're letting him finish it out with these guys.
Right, no extension.
Well, what's the difference, bro?
See if he can help the minor league guys hit better than 180 that are up on the squad.
Right.
You good? You got the baseball out of your system?
Yeah, new skipper next year, Joe. The Marlins.
Can I play you guys a football highlights when we get back into the football here?
When is somebody – I got no problem with Mattingly, with that group he's working with, unless you're going to blame him for everything.
He's the blame, right? Yeah.
But he had a nice run here.
Yeah, he did.
All right.
Very riveting. This happened, by the way, on Sunday Night Football. Did you guys
hear
this?
Every time you say that, jackass.
Samuel leading the way. Ayuk comes inside of him.
Great. All right, we got 9 o'clock hour coming up there. Whatever Woody wants, Woody gets on a Monday morning, man, on a football. Oh, that thing. You know what? The good news about yesterday, I don't know if people are texting today about the Canes, the 25.5-point favorites, losing to Middle Tennessee State like that.
God.
Unbelievable. What do you do with the Tyler Van Dyke situation? What do you do?
Good question.
Who is this guy?
It was funny. We were talking about in the pregame. I told Don Bailey, I said, you know, there have been people that have been texting in the show in the morning saying that they need to pull Tyler. And he, like, couldn't believe it. He was like, and then they actually did pull him.
Mm.
Which I was surprised, by the way. Surprised they pulled him. But he was missing guys all over the place.
So,
two passes were picking a pick six.
I get it. Lashley's not here. Rambo and Harley aren't here. Schemes are different. I get it. I get the whole thing, man. But they need you more than anybody on this team to play a lot better. He threw a couple past the outside. He didn't even hide it. He just.
Whatever it is, it's not working.
No.
I don't know if it's the Schemes or him or whatever, but it is not working. Their offense is very tough to watch right now.
God. Bad.
Talk about it in a little
By the
funk.
Way, you got a team coming up that scores like 70 points a game, North Carolina. You're going to have to figure out a way to score.
We're aware of the history of North Carolina. I think we had that.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way.
Number, right?
Yeah. Before we get to 9 o'clock hour, Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing wants to let you know, man, it's not just about the air conditioning. 7 days a week, those trained and certified technicians out there working for you need a new air conditioning unit. We have them in stock ready to go for you. But it's also about the plumbers that we've hired. Our plumbing company is unbelievable right now. It really is. And by the way, for all your daily problems with toilets and sinks and leaks and anything you might have inside or outside, we got some of the best in the business ready to come out and help you. Yes, 7 days a week. They're always working. Came out on a Saturday for me, man, and they'll come out on a Saturday for you. We got a box truck filled with all size Rheem water heaters. We are the water heater kings, and we take pride in not only having water heaters ready to go for you. That's right. You call. We want to do same-day installation. That's the goal every day. Same-day installation. Eric's over there going, same-day installation. They go, I know. Financing plans as well to help you out. Listen, this thing's gotten real big with real good people working to take care of all of your plumbing problems. The next time you have a problem out there, just go to 855-PLUMBER. 855-PLUMBER. Tell him Joe Rose said, hey, I want to give you guys a try. He said he's used it and he had good results. That's right. Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.